proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio today is Pastor Sam, who has a ministry especially to the Russian-speaking people and really a focus on the Jewish people as well. Welcome to the program, Pastor Sam.
Thank you, Aaron.
We've been talking about Israel's history and about God's covenant with them and how they've broken God's laws as a nation and individually. And today, we're going to kind of hopefully get to the light at the end of the tunnel, which is the Messiah. And can you share a little bit with us about that?
Well, certainly. You know, we already talked about Israel's history and how God made a covenant of law with them, but that they broke that covenant of law. And then we went to Jeremiah 31:31, and God promises to make a new covenant with the people of Israel. And so then I tell them, the new covenant has to do with the Messiah. And all the Jewish people have heard of Messiah. They're all waiting for Messiah. Most of them are confused about Messiah. They don't know who exactly is this going to be and what exactly is he going to do. There are many different theories among different Jewish groups. And so I ask them, do you know what the Tanakh, your Jewish Old Testament, do you know what it says about Messiah? And always they go, no, we don't know what the Tanakh says about Messiah. And I said, well, let's look in your Tanakh and see what the prophets have said about Messiah. And then I open up the scriptures with them, and we go to several of the prophecies. Now, there are many, many prophecies that you could use, and you can choose whichever ones are most convenient for you. I usually will start by asking them, where will Messiah be born? And they say, I don't know. And so we look at Micah 5:2, where it clearly says that Messiah will have to be born in Bethlehem Ephrata, in the city of Bethlehem. And after that, I say, do you know how he will be born? Well, how will he be born? And so we go to Isaiah 7:14, where it talks that a virgin will bear a child, and that his name will be called Emmanuel. I stop and make a point not only of the virgin birth of Messiah, but the fact that his name will be Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jewish people do not believe that Messiah will be God. They think he's just a great human leader. And so I say, it says he will be God with us. And usually they object and say, no, that can't be. And I say, well, turn the page over then to Isaiah 9:6-7, where it says that Messiah will be the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Their prophets say that Messiah is going to be God in the flesh. And I show them that. Sometimes I go to Daniel 9:24-25, the prophecy of the 70 weeks that indicates, it requires some study, but it indicates that Messiah must come in 33 AD. And so I bring that out. And then finally I say, do you know what Messiah will do? What will be his ministry? What will he do when he is here? And I take them to Isaiah 53, where it speaks about how he'll bear our transgressions. He'll be wounded for our transgressions, and by his stripes we'll be healed, that all we like sheep have gone astray, but that God has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And I'll say, Messiah will suffer and die for the sins of his people. And then I recap. I say, now look, according to your Old Testament scriptures, the Tanakh, Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem. He must come around 33 AD. He's going to be born of a virgin. He's going to be God in the flesh. He's going to suffer and die for the sins of his people. Now, I haven't ever told you, I tell them, I've never told you who Messiah is. You tell me, based on the evidence of your scriptures, who is Messiah? And the truth of the matter is, anyone who will look at the Old Testament prophecies honestly, there's only one possible answer. And they'll say, the Messiah is Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying they'll always answer that way. Some will deny the truth that's openly laid out before their eyes. But we've had people come to that point where their eyes grow wide, and with wonder and amazement, they go, Jesus Christ is our Messiah. And from there, it's a very simple thing to say yes, and he lives a sinless life. He died on the cross and shed his blood to pay for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day. And through faith in him, you can have your sins forgiven.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.